This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today it is terrific Tuesday. I trust that you are having an awesome day. The sun is out. We are truly in the midst of summer. So I hope that you are out and about. It is just past 12 o'clock this afternoon. And today we are talking about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Hubby, are you going to say hi?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Such a great honor and a privilege to be on your device. Yes, God is good. Today, I want to say to someone, God is good. And we want to talk today about the goodness of God. Many people are at this time of the year, they're getting discouraged. They're getting, you know, there's all sorts of challenges that is appearing out of nowhere, even if I could say it in this way, you know. But what I've learned, you know, about life and serving the Lord and working walking with the Lord, you know, so faithfully, you know, God has been faithful. The Bible says, Pastor Dele, even when we are unfaithful, you know, so unfaithfulness is not necessarily unfaithful to your spouse or whatever, but when we are just unfaithful in certain tasks, certain things in our lives, the Bible reminds me that God remains faithful.
Amen.
You know, and today, you know, maybe you have a bad day, maybe you had a bad start of the day, or wherever you are at, I want to tell you today, and I want to remind you today, that even if you have a bad day, God still remains good. And we want to talk about that this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. He's above your challenges, your circumstances. And it's such a glorious privilege in serving this good God. Amen. That find it in his heart and mind today to woke you up to a new day. And I want to declare, amen, over this radio station, over Facebook Live, wherever you're listening, I want to declare, amen, hallelujah, God is good. He's amazing. Amen. The Bible say he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Praise be to God. So please tune in this afternoon. Please share the broadcast with your friends on your Facebook page. You know, let's make awareness of the goodness of God, and let's not be sucked in with the things that wants to appear, the fears and the cares of this life, the sorrows of this life, but let us step into the word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Amen. We're going to go to a song firstly, and it's called All Joy, No Stress. Isn't that lovely? All Joy, No Stress.
No stress,
Rhett
no stress.
Walker. We'll be back, and then we're going to speak about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Enjoy. We are back. Welcome. This is Salt and Light, and today we are talking about the goodness of God. I have a scripture to read. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations."
His faithfulness.
Hallelujah. James 1 verse 17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change." Hallelujah. Like the shifting of shadows. He's a God that does not change. He remains good. The word of God just said now, his goodness endures forever. So it's for all eternity, and it's from generation to generation. Another scripture says that the blessing of the upright, the generation of the upright, shall be blessed up unto 1,000 generations.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, Apostle Dele, so, you know, talking about the goodness of God today, but I'm just going to just spin this back to you. Why would you say God is good? Why would you say?
The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And mm-hmm. when we came to salvation, our lives was messed up. We were in a wreck, you know, our marriage, our household. My mother just passed away, and we called out to God, but it was a SOS call. We just needed help. That's all. We just cried out to God to come and help us, because we knew that we couldn't do it on our own. And it is now 24 years.
24 years, yeah.
That we are serving the Lord. And if I think back on our journey, even in fact, just last week, I was thinking back on the graciousness of God upon our lives, the things that He has done in us as people, how He's changed and transformed us personally, our personalities, sure. Our behavior, the way we had such a terrible way of thinking and, you know, just bad attitude in life.
Mm.
And like I always said, we had no ambition, no dreams. You know, we weren't those people that was goal orientated. We were basically just existing.
True.
We basically just wanted to make it through.
Yeah.
You know, there was no aspiring to be any person better than what we were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was not our mentality, you know. But when we came to the knowledge of Christ,
yeah.
when we accepted Jesus in our lives, it was like a day and night, you know. It was like a total shift in our behavior, in the way that we processed mentally. For the first time, I looked forward to the future. For the first time, I experienced hope. I never even used to celebrate my birthdays. My birthday was just any other day. I had no love for myself, you know. And accepting Christ, I became excited about life. Like I said, there was a new hope, a new desire to experience God. And when I started to read the Word, and I started to learn to know this God, and I started to find out that He's a God of miracles, I started to learn about His character. He's a God rich in love,
sure.
Slow to anger, abiding in mercy and grace. He says He openeth up His hand and He satisfies the desire of every loving thing. When I started to read the promise of God, that no good thing will He withhold from those that walk uprightly before Him. He says in another psalm, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. So as I got to know this God, as I got to know His character, as I started reading His Word, it changed my whole perspective on life. It changed who I was as a person.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it caused me to love. There was a love that came upon me that I never had. A love for You, you know.
Hallelujah.
God could take away all the hurt and the disappointment, all the pent-up trauma that I experienced before Christ in our relationship as husband and wife.
True.
You know, all of the pent-up unforgiveness and bitterness because of the things that you put me through.
It's all good.
And I could forgive and I could love again, you know, and I could have hope for us again, for our family again.
Wow.
Makes me emotional. I just started to discover this God and how amazing He is, and all the things that He was able to do for me and my home and for others. And it caused me to fall in love with Him. And it made me desire to want to serve Him all the days of my life and want to be faithful and loyal to Him as I possibly can all the days of my life.
Wow. Yo, that's amazing, Pastor Delia. It's such a, for me, you know, expressing and experiencing the goodness of God, you know. I think to myself, where would I have been if it hadn't been for the goodness of God on my side, you know. And many times, a life can overshadow with its problems. And, you know, I don't want to take away sometimes, you know. Sometimes we just at bad places, at bad times. We make bad choices with the way we think and that. And, but that doesn't change the truth. And I don't even want to say it's a fact, because it's the truth, you know. There's sometimes things that is factual, yes. But the truth of the matter is that many people, they hate God. You know, they interpret, no, God gave my wife cancer and took my wife away and this and that. But the Bible, you know, when we don't feel the goodness, sometimes I don't feel the goodness of God. Sometimes I wake up all under
bent
the essence,
out of shape.
All bent out of shape, amen. But then I stand on the authority of the word of God, amen. And I want to start off by reading some scriptures today, seeing that we have this conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 23, verse 6, amen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not some days. The Bible says all the days of my life. So there is a truth in the scripture that override my condition and my circumstances and my worldview, amen, what the enemy would want me to see, because what the enemy would want you to see and the perspective of heaven in what you're actually seeing, it's two different things. And you have to make a choice and a decision. So I want to say to every listener that is tuned in today you can decide, not feelings,
amen.
You can make a choice and a decision, man, I'm having a bad day, I'm this, but I declare that God is good. And there is some ways and means that I want to teach, or I want to express it today. Sometimes the Bible says when Paul stood in front of King Agrippa in the Bible, in the book of Acts, the Bible says Paul started off, you understand today that Paul was standing before this great king, King Agrippa. Paul was in chains.
Yeah.
You know, Paul was most probably beaten. Most probably there's low food or no food for Paul.
Yeah.
Amen. But he stood in front of this king and he says, King Agrippa, concerning this matter, you know, concerning this thing, I think myself happy. So you have the potential in God, amen, because there's a place that you can override in the spirit. There's a place that when you get up higher on the frequency,
hallelujah.
Amen, this radio station has a frequency.
Yeah.
But if you are not tuned into the frequency, you cannot experience the goodness that comes from this radio station. And so it is the principle in the kingdom of God. You have to come up higher in the frequency of the spirit to experience the goodness and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that the joy of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So even if I don't have, even if there's no money, even if I whatever, amen, even if I feel a certain way, I don't feel too good today. Amen. I told Delia today, I don't feel so lekker. You know, I still feel
physically.
Amen. But that does not going to change the truth that God is a good God. And I want to just remind someone today, he's a good father, the Bible say, and he's wonderful in all his ways. Psalm 27 says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. One of the good traits about God is that he woke you up today. You are still alive today. You can breathe today. Yes, but Apostle, you know, I've got so many challenges. I've got so many problems. Can I tell you the truth? I've got so many challenges myself, but I'm telling my soul, today you will magnify God. You will lift up the name of Jesus today. You will praise God.
Amen.
David spoke to his soul. Amen. But when, I'm going to leave it at that, and we're going to go back to a song, and then I'm going to explain what the goodness of God is and how you can actually tap into, how you can actually get in on that frequency, amen, and declaring the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen. I see our oldest son, Rosano Preston, is watching. A shout out to him.
Hallelujah.
This morning. He just celebrated his 30th birthday last week. We want to say, Rosano, we love you so much. Thank you for tuning in and watching. I declare over your life that the season that you are entering into is going to be a season where you and God, that there will be an encounter with you and him.
In the name
you
of
know
Jesus.
That you've been called. You've been called to minister.
In
you've been called to preach the word of God. And we just declare the goodness of God over you. Thank you for who you are, that you are a good father, that you take care of your family. And we are so proud and so blessed by you, Buddha. We're going to go to a song. And the song is You Can Let Go by Jordan Jansen. Enjoy, beloved. Please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. And we'll be back. Praise God, praise God. So we've been sharing about the goodness of God, just letting you all know, you know, what God has done for us and what He's busy doing. And, you know, God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't favor one above the other. He is a faithful God. And if you call upon His name, the Lord says, the Bible says that He will hear from heaven and He will answer and He will save you. So as we are talking, discussing about the goodness of God, know that God loves you, that He's got a plan and a purpose for your life, that He wants to do what He's done for us, save your marriage, save your family, that He can, you know, and that He can turn a messed up life, He can turn it into a purposeful life for Glory. His kingdom. Amen.
Glory. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, on my part, I'm so aware this today, not only today, but each and every day, that, you know, if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side, where would I have been? And I can celebrate the goodness of God each and every day. It's not a once-off thing, because, you know, as we journey with the Lord, we begin to discover His character and His nature, you know. And I was reading up on the goodness of God, because I knew that we're going to talk about it today. And so the meaning of goodness is actually the meaning of the dictionary. It says it's a quality of being morally good or virtuous, a belief in the basic goodness of mankind and what we can see around us, you know, in the times and the seasons that we are living in. You know, people are cold and cruel and callous. I was watching a video clip on Facebook this morning, where somebody shared it, that two guys, they just on the into the people, you know, it was a stop and go, you know, traffic was, and they just knocked this person's car at the back, and they just took the bags and then over the main road to go. So you can see in this day that we are living in, and that's why I have to constantly remind myself, because many of the people of God, many of people is sucked up in the badness of the enemy, and they cannot see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And that is the meaning. But what does the Bible say about goodness? Because, you know, many people say many things on the internet, and you know, but I want
the dictionary is just a human perspective.
It's a human
God is way beyond.
Absolutely. And so many times people is even living their lives by a human perspective. Amen, hallelujah. And they cannot even see the goodness of God. But what does the Bible tells us of the goodness of God? The Bible tells us through the word of God, it actually means to be good is to be holy, to be pure, righteous. Literally, goodness is actually godliness. So God is calling us up higher, you know, to live from a place of godliness, you know, because without godliness, amen, sometimes your goodness becomes like filthy rags.
Yeah.
And so when you leave from the belief system of the word of the Lord, amen, because this is the one thing that I've really, really come to learn in this lifetime, you know, men's words will fail you. People will disappoint you. It is just the way that life sometimes goes, that people will disappoint you. You know, men will make promises to you. And that's why if you build your belief system on the vocabulary of men, you will always feel disappointed and be disappointed.
Yeah.
But when you live your life through the cement of the word, because you know what the Bible say, it is a foolish man who builds his house on sand, you know, because the wind will come, the wind and the waves of the world will come, the insults, the whatever. But if that man's foundation is built on the word of God, and this is what I've come to learn in life, I'm living my life based on the authority of God's word. So when disappointment come, and they will come, Jesus even self, Jesus tells us in this, he says, in this world, you will have trouble. So Jesus, the Son of the living God, he tells us in this world, you will have trouble. So that means there will be some kind of a trouble in your life that will arise. But he says, be of good cheer. I have overcome this world. And he calls us now more than conquerors, more than overcomers. Amen, hallelujah. But the goodness of God is actually to be righteous. Literally, goodness is godliness. Goodness can often seen also in people's actions. You know, because many people can talk about stuff and whatever. But I always say to the people, my friends, the church, I always say, I don't listen to the words of men no more. I look at the fruit, because the fruit tells me the truth. Many people stand in your face and they tell you tales. Amen.
I think what boggles my mind, what I can't wrap around about the goodness of God, is that He loves us even when we are deep in our sin, even when we reject Him. I think of the Satanist that renounces Jesus' name, that mocks Him, you know, that does everything opposite in order to mock God, and yet He still wakes them up every morning.
Sure.
Yet He still loves them. That is beyond me. That is beyond human.
Can I take it a notch up?
Yeah.
Can I take it a notch up? I said, now, the other day we were praying in our prayer group. We have a prayer and intercession group that we pray every Thursday at 10 o'clock. We've been, Light Ministries is now how old? Almost
6 years.
Going for 6 years. And for 6 years, we've been just faithfully praying and we've seen the hand of the Lord. But this was so profound to me when we were in that prayer meeting last week, Thursday. You know, this is just what the Lord laid upon my heart, and I want to share it with the listener today. You know, and I said, you know, I was looking at this God and His word. Now, you see, because God is the same, the Bible says, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Meaning that God has been in the future, because God does not live in time. However, God works with us in times and seasons. So I said, and this was so powerful to me, the love of God and the goodness of God, Pastor Delia, was like this. You know, the things that you are praying for now, you know, in the present, God has already answered them in the future, but you are unaware of it. And that is how God, how good God is. And also another attribute of His goodness is that you know, you in your next moment can be sinning.
Sure.
You can be saying something that is out of line, out of God's word. You know what I'm saying? You can respond a certain way to certain individuals, you know. And God has seen that already before you even think of it, before you even do it. But God has been there already in the future, but He still loves you.
Oh. Amen.
That was so profound for me last week. And I'm saying to God, I cannot fathom Your goodness. I cannot understand Your love. It is far beyond me. People say, oh, I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. And we sometimes use the word, I love You, so loosely, or if I could. But this is the love of God for His people, for mankind, for humanity, that even if you're going to fail Him in the next moment, in the next day, in the next month, He's already been through the pages of your life, but He still loves you and He still forgives you. Man, we are serving such a good and amazing God.
Amen.
And I want to tell the listener today, fester on the problem. Amen. But look at the goodness of God. Apostle, how do I look at the goodness? Go to His word. Apostle, but yeah, I'm reading His word. How can I? Look at the memorials in your lives. Look at what God, how God has been so good. If God has been so good to you in the past, He has carried you into your now. Amen. And He will carry you into your future. Then I'm saying, man, we serve such an amazing God. You know, such a God that is far beyond.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say to someone today, get on the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Get on that level of intimacy that you finally see the goodness. Because you see, the goodness of God is an inner reality. Amen. It's an inner, in the chambers of your heart, is an inner reality that has an outward effect, that even that when you go through,
and it's got nothing to do with your circumstances.
Hey, amen. That's why, amen, the writer writes, even when I go through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
Man. This is
he had an inner reality, that even though he's in a place of death, a place of death, you know, where there should be fear, he fears no evil, for God is with him. He's learned to know God. He's learned to trust his Father. That even in a place of death, God has him. God holds him. God keeps him. That is amazing. The Bible says that his compassions are new every morning. Every morning when you wake up, there's new compassion for you. Sure. So there's nothing that you could ever do in this life that God would not have compassion for you for.
Sure. And this is the goodness of God. Look where we are today. You know, I want to brag and I want to boast today. You know what I'm saying? I really want to brag about the goodness of God, because if it hadn't been for God, amen, I should have been in prison. You know our lifestyle. You know, we should have been anywhere else except by this place. But it is the goodness of God that brought us to this place. It is the goodness of God that carries us. And I want to live my life from the perspective of the kingdom of God, that I'm still on the inner reality. There has to be it, because the disciples, they were persecuted, they were challenged, they were chained, but they had an inner reality of the presence of the Lord on the inside of them, which make it all the more worthwhile to serve this amazing God. And I want to end off saying that when I remember what the Lord has done,
I will never go back anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to a song, and it's called Made to Be Loved. You were made to be loved, listener. You were made to be loved. And it's sung by Crystal. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are back. Amen. Hallelujah. We trust that you enjoy that song. Amen. Praise be to God. So we were still talking on the goodness. Our topic is today on the goodness of God. And, you know, even as we enter into this era or the season, we were just speaking about Voter, and he also lost his mother-in-law, you know. So and we convey our condolences. Amen. Condone our condolences. And, you know, so a lot of things, because obviously, you know, in this time period also, you know, many people, as I said, is going through, you know, hardships, through challenges. There's
difficult
many people
times.
That is going through difficult times financially. You know, people struggling with, you know, marital problems. And there's such a lot of things that is wanting to creep into your life. And a wise man once said, I was listening, he said, where the attention goes, the power flows. So what you give attention to all the time, you know, you get those characters. I don't know if you know them, but you know, a lot of characters, when they see you, it's Pastor, onder die omstandighede, Pastor, I don't have this and I don't have that, and I, you know, I struggle in this. And yes, I'm not wanting to speak away the challenges and the problems, but there is hope in Jesus. There is hope in His Word. The Bible says that God has never failed in any one of His good promises. And so I stand on the promise and the authority of the Word. I've learned in life to build my life on the authority of God's Word. You know, and when David, for example, you know, when he faced a Goliath, when he faced a giant, amen, David remembered his memorials. David remembered that when a lion came and when a bear came, it was God's hand upon his life. And sometimes you just need to remind yourself that when you find yourself in some turbulations, and in fact, can I give you a hint? Can I give you a nugget of truth? The turbulence, you know, and those challenges that comes, it is just characters and factors that you are going to be lifted higher.
Because, to propel you.
Because the enemy understands, you know, if he can get you to moan and complain and groan all the time, nothing, because faith does not operate in moaning, groaning and complaining. Amen. But faith operate, amen, through the Word of God. You see, amen. Faith and the Word is like a hand in the glove. The currency in the kingdom of God is faith. Amen. So because what is the opposite of faith, Pastor Didi? Is fear. And so if the enemy can get you to partner with a spirit of fear, and fear is a spirit, it's not, no, I just feel afraid. No, it's a spirit. Amen. And you can cast it out in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus' Word. Amen. And so the enemy wants to get you today to partner with fear. But fear, what's the meaning of fear? False evidence appearing real. Amen. The Bible says that the Satan, he walks around like a roar. His like is not it. Amen. If something is likened, it's not the thing. Amen. So, but the Lion of Judah, I want to say today prophetically, let the Lion of Judah roar in your condition, in your problem, so that when you live from the inside out, when you live with that inner reality that God has my back, that God will not abandon me, that God will not forsake me. Amen. David said, even when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord. I want to say to someone today prophetically that God is taking you in. Amen. Hallelujah. With all your conditions. And God is not intimidated by your circumstance. He's not intimidated by your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when we put our trust in the Lord, we will never put to shame. Amen. Hallelujah. And so today, I want to say today, take up, amen, take up that joy. Amen. Choose to rejoice. How can I, Apostle, rejoice when things are so bad, going bad my way, when this calamity? Apostle, you don't understand my marriage. I'm standing on the brink of divorce. Apostle, you don't understand. I don't even have food in my house. Apostle, you don't understand, you know, this condition and this sickness that the doctor said upon my life. How can you tell me, Apostle, that I must still, you know, rejoice? I want to say to someone today that if you choose joy.
Yeah.
If you
That's
make
a choice.
Hey, you see, the joy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm.
So when you begin to enter into that realm,
yeah,
in that frequency, amen, hallelujah, that Father, whatever I'm facing, whatever I'm going through,
yeah,
I'm declaring now with my mouth that God, you are so good. Amen. I had to do that many times when I went through challenges, even through death, when my mother passed away. And I was so heartbroken, amen, because this was the woman that I loved. It was the only mother that I had that could understand me, amen. And, you know, then the people came and, you know, my deepest sympathies and da-da-da-da-da. And everybody was asleep. And you know what I did? I ascended, you know, ascend my song and my hymn of praise. I ascended into the presence of God.
Yeah.
I went into my lounge. I put on some worship music. And I stood, amen, on my 2 feet. I lifted my hands, amen, hallelujah. And the first thing that I did, I said, God, you are so amazingly good to me. Thank you, Father, for the life of my mom.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, for every experience that I have. Thank you, Father, for the moment. But, Father, today, I look to you, the author, the finisher, and the perfecter.
Amen.
And I choose to rejoice in you, yeah, today. I lift up your name above my problems, because the name of the Lord, the Bible says, is a strong tower. Mm. The righteous run to him.
Yeah.
Say amen. So I know that.
Saved.
I know, Pastor Dilly, that we had a place where we can go to.
Yeah.
When challenges came our way, amen, we ran to that place.
Psalm 16 says that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You know, you have to learn to get into the presence of God. The very attributes of heaven is joy. The Bible says the kingdom is made up of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is the atmosphere of heaven.
Mm.
And so every time you get into God's presence, there is a joy that comes. There is a fulfillment that comes. There is a peace that comes. You know, many people, they don't know, or they don't get into the presence of God. And that is why they rather high on tablets, medication. We call it happy pills. You don't need happy pills. All you need is the presence of God. So many people with mental issues these days. I think now more than ever, you know, there's so many people struggling with bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety issues, fear of all kinds.
That's true.
And it's because they don't know and realize that the presence of God is a safe place. The Bible says in Psalm 91, in the secret place of the Most High, the psalmist says, I want to dwell there. He's learned, or she's learned, that in the secret places where I'm safe, in the secret places where I experience joy and peace, the secret place keeps my mind sane and sober-minded. Keeps me vigilant.
Sure.
Keeps me sharp. Because I've learned to be in that place that you talk about, that frequency, that coming up higher, where even the issues or my realities, you know, does not amount to what I experience in his place, his secret place. And so I can deal with anything that comes my way because I know I have a God that fights for me.
Sure.
Psalm 18 says he's my deliverer, he's my vindicator. And when you learn Christ, when you learn that he is the secret place, when you learn that there's a place that you can run to, go to, the Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a tower where you can run to and be safe, beloved.
Sure. And so, you know, to tap into the goodness of God, you know, it's going to cost you. It's really going to cost you. Apostle, what do you mean cost me? No, not money. It's going to cost you to pray. It's going to cost you to ascend. It's going to cost you to fellowship. Amen. In the fellowship of the presence of the Lord, God will begin to unlock certain things to you. He will begin to show you certain things. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to break bread. Amen. Breaking yourself up in his presence, and you have to surrender it to the Lord. Whatever it is today, I challenge someone today to surrender it into the secret place of God and see how the Lord will work and come through for your life and
Amen.
In your life. By his grace.
Our last song is by Michael W. Smith, and it's called Revolution. When we come back, we will wrap up and pray.
Pray. We want to pray today.
So don't go anywhere. We would like to pray for you today. God bless.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Such an honor and a privilege to be on your space, in your device. You know, I want to make a bold statement this afternoon, and I want to say many of us are so, you know, susceptible to run to the phone in trouble. But I want to say today, let us run to the throne and not the phone. Amen. And I want to pray especially for those this afternoon that finds themselves in a place called stuck, that finds themselves in a place of unbelief, that just can't see the hand of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, today we declare that you are a good father and that you are wonderful in all your ways, O God. Lord, you know the circumstances that your people are facing, the challenges, my God. Lord, the trials, my God. Lord, even the temptations, Father God. Lord, things that wants to hold us back, Father God. Lord, I pray today, Father, that you will open up this sight, Father, that they will see your hand, experience your presence, my God, sense your nearness, my God, and the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father, I pray that the presence of the Lord will become more real,
Jesus,
and more
name,
true than the problems of this life,
yes,
my
Lord.
God. Father,
yes,
God,
Lord,
today, Lord, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our anchor, that Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord, O God, is our firm foundation, Father God. Lord, as David said, some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we trust
in the unfailing name
of Jesus, the name that can never fail, disappoint, or change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that our future are bright. Thank you, Father, your word says, my God, that you will even make a way of escape. I thank you, Father, that you are the way. Jesus is that way of escape, Father. And today, Father, we praise you. We lift you up, Father God. Lord, we even make a ha 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 joy laugh, my God, as a sign of faith, my God. And we believe that you will come through at the appointed time. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.
In Jesus'
name. Name of Jesus.
Father, we also pray for all the men, my God. Men that are struggling right
now.
Yes,
Lord.
Men that are just feeling downtrodden, Father God. Feeling worthless. I pray, Lord, that you will touch every man today. Every father, every high priest, my God, of his
in
home.
In Jesus' name.
My God, I pray that you will strengthen
yes,
the
Lord.
Men. Lord, that you will cover them with your blood.
In the mighty
I pray,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
That purpose will prevail in their lives, that you will open up doors for them, Father God. I pray that the favor of God will surround our
yes.
men as a shield, my God. Lord, I pray that you will fill them with peace today. Lord, make them know that you are for them and not against them, that no weapon formed against
in
our
Jesus
men will
name.
Prosper, and no tongue that raises against them shall stand, Father God. I pray for supernatural intervention, supernatural strength to come to every man listening on this device, Father God.
In the mighty
in
name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say today, before we leave, you are blessed beyond the curse. I don't know, I don't care what, who says I, the word of the Lord says that you are blessed. So let us receive the blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you and may he fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Have amen. A wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you so very much for tuning in. We will see you next week, this time by the grace of God. And thank you for your love and support. God bless you.
Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.